All right. Sorry, folks. That was Nursery Rhyme Rock by The Dimensions. Before that was Rock and Roll Nursery Rhyme by Dave Dudley. And starting off that set was Rock and Roll Nursery Rhymes by Jimmy Russell. You're lost in paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at killradio.org. Next up, I've got an animal nursery rhyme set, or I guess I should also say nursery rhymes and other children's rhymes, because it's going to start off with Old MacDonald by the Chargers. The set goes out to my boy Jack, the greatest chocolate lab border collie mix ever to exist. My dog's out here just chilling with me, as he always does in the Kill Radio studio. And sleeping, as always. This music just seems to put him to sleep for some reason. So here we go. Old MacDonald by the Chargers here at Lost in Paradise.
Old MacDonald had a farm. Hell, this farm, he had some chicken. There was a chick here and a chick there. They were doing the chicken each and everywhere. Whoa,
oh, oh. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
my God.
Farm, it had some duck. It wasn't duck here, no duck there. They were ducking one another each and everywhere. Whoa,
oh, oh,
oh,
MacDonald,
oh, MacDonald,
oh, MacDonald,
oh, what fun,
oh, MacDonald,
oh, yeah,
oh, MacDonald.
Some pigs, yeah. There was a pig here and a pig there. They were all over the place. You could smell them in the air. Whoa, ho, ho.
Oh, MacDonald.
Oh, MacDonald.
Oh, MacDonald.
Oh, MacDonald.
Oh, MacDonald.
Oh, MacDonald.
Oh, MacDonald. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Now gather round, you cats, and I'm sure you'll dig this cool little phrase about three little pigs. I'll tell you just what this platter's all about if you'll make it with me to the land of where. Now there were two little pigs who knew how to hoof, but they didn't stand a chance with the fuzzy wuzzy wolf, since brother who protected them because they were so green was beating his bongos on the village scene. But as his pigs grew up, they said, "Cool it, Dad, like we're each cutting out to build a new pen." So the first one took some straw and the second some sticks, but the third one, he was smart, man, you guessed it, bricks. Well, no sooner were they built than like magic or poof, who should make the scene but the fuzzy wuzzy wolf. He banged on the door and said,
"Pig, let me in."
"Oh, not by the hair of my beauty chin."
Then all gracious joint, the big wolf barked. The pig bugged out the back cause he knew he was marked. So the wolf traveled on to the house of sticks, but he found himself in the very same fix. "You can't come in here cause you're a square. We're shipping out to brothers, you can dig us there." So about a half hour later at the pad of bricks, there were three little pigs with their sleeves full of tricks. When the fuzzy wuzzy wolf saw he couldn't blow the pad, he hopped up on the roof and wailed, "Dig this, Dad." But the picnics inside were grooving it so, they got a pot of boiling water and the rest, you know. Looks like this story made out all right, cause guess what those picnics had for supper that night? Man, like they dig those wolf burgers.
Well now, little ones, this is your Uncle Jazbo with another bedtime story, The Three Little Pigs. Once upon a time in the land of Ooh Papa Dow, there lived three little pigs. One of them was very cool, another was more on the commercial side, and the third was definitely square. One day, as the three little pigs were taking five, they heard that a big bad wolf was making the local scene on a one-nighter. Knowing that his approach signaled danger, they immediately set about the business of constructing shelter. The square little pig swung a quick GI loan, and in cut time threw up a real frantic bungalow, complete with wall-to-wall floors and a TV antenna. The commercial little pig laid out for a few bars, and then moved into a prefab joint out of the high rent district. But the cool little pig goofed altogether, and at the last possible minute built himself a real purple light shack out of clarinet reeds and scotch tape. Well, sir, the big bad wolf blew in as advertised, and the first place he went looking for action was to the shack of the third little pig. And applying his hairy knuckles to the door, he laid down a crazy paradiddle and said, "Man, it's a raid." "Jack," said the pig, "it's after closing." "Don't hand me that jazz," the wolf said. "Open up." "Sorry," said the pig, "you gotta make reservations." "Charlie," said the wolf, "if you don't open that door, I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down." "Just tell me one thing," said the pig. "What condition is your lip in?" Enraged at this impertinence, the wolf came on like Joshua, the walls came tumbling down, and in no time at all, the little pig was really gone. The following day, the wolf knocked at the door of the second little pig. "Who calls like?" said the pig. "Never mind," said the wolf. "Open the portal and give me some skin, pig." "Or give me some pigskin, as the case may be." "Not by the hairs on my chinny chin chin," said the pig. "Bless my soul," said the wolf, "it's dizzy." "No, it ain't," said the pig. "Well, then it must be, Jazbo," said the wolf. "Wrong again," said the pig. "Tell you what," said the wolf, "I'll just peek through your keyhole." "In a pig's eye you will," said the little pig, which angered the wolf so much that he forthwith blew the joint down and swallowed up the pig. The next day, the wolf fell by the domicile of the cool little pig and rapped on the door. "Have no fear," he said. "Big Joe is here." Man, said the pig, you've had it. Blow. Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. I understand there's a session going on here today, said the wolf. I'd like to sit in. I'm hip, said the pig. And if you'll just slide down the chimney as per instructions in the script, I'll really give you something to sit in. At this, the wolf leapt to the roof, and in so doing, dislodged the brick, which fell down the chimney and clanged against the great iron pot in the fireplace. What was that? The wolf shouted. E flat, said the pig, and man, it's your chorus. Fall in. And fall in the wolf did, down the chimney and into the boiling pot. The little pig clapped the cover on the pot and let it simmer for 48 over a low flame. When at last he lifted the cover, he smiled broadly. Ah, he said, my favorite soup, cream of nowhere.
All right, Daddy-O. That was Al Jazbo Collins doing Three Little Pigs, a grim fairy tale for hip kids. Before that was Three Little Pig Nicks by The Caps. Before that was Ba Ba by The Black Sheep. My one instrumental for the night, that's off that CD, Party, 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 from Arf Arf Records, that Ain't That a Shame, that unreleased cut was off of as well, and I'll be playing another garage thing from that CD later on in the night. And starting off that animal set for my boy Jack was Old MacDonald by the Chargers. You're lost in paradise with your truly angel baby here at killradio.org. Let's see, next up, I've got a Jack and Jill set. It's going to start off with Jack and Jill by Warren Storm here at Lost in Paradise.
Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack came down with a broken heart, and Jill come down with another. Got a little girl and her name is Jill. Don't climb over that mean old hill, 'cause you'll find out like Jack did. You lose your mind while your heart stands still. It's the story of a long time ago. The little country boy loved the girl next door. She went with him for a little while and found herself a brand new guy. If you got a little baby and her name is Jill, don't climb over that mean old hill, 'cause you'll find out like Jack did. Lose your mind while your heart stands still. Got a little girl and her name is Jill. Don't climb over that mean old hill, 'cause you'll find out like Jack did. You lose your mind while your horse stands still. It's the story of a long time ago. The little country boy loved the girl next door. She went with him for a little while and found herself a brand new guy. If you got a little baby and her name is Jill, don't climb over that mean old hill, 'cause you'll find out like Jack did. You lose your mind while your heart stands still. You lose your mind while your heart stands still. You lose your mind while your heart stands still. You lose your mind while your heart stands still.
Jack and Jill shuffle that no one can simply. offer that no one else can pay.
Jack and Jill's new house, that was Gene Summers. Not exactly about the Jack and Jill nursery rhyme, but I'd like to think maybe about Jack and Jill later in life. It's just one of my more favorite ballads, so I wanted to squeeze it in there. Before that was Jack and Jill Shuffle by Theophilus, if I'm getting that right. Beckford. It's a really tough name. And then starting off that Jack and Jill set was Jack and Jill by Warren Storm. You're lost in paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at killradio.org. Let me give some info. Again, my podcast page, lostinparadise.podomatic.com. Check it out. It's more reliable than the Kill Radio Archive. And if you want to find out more about yours truly, just check out my MySpace page, myspace.com/Naomi Robbins. And again, I won't be in next week, but I will be back the 28th of May. Let's see. Next up, I've got a random rhymes set. It's going to start off with Shortening Bread by Johnny and the Uncalled For here at Lost in Paradise.
Put on the skillet. Put on the lid.
Is that the thing that fits on top?
Mammy's little baby love.
Yeah.
Shortening bread.
Now let's see. Here we go.
One, two, three. Mammy's little baby love. Shortening bread. I went to the kitchen, lift off the lid. I filled my pockets full of shortening bread. I said, oh, Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. The other's most dead. I called up the doctor. The doctor said, give them children lots of shortening bread. I said, oh, Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. I went to the kitchen, lift off the lid. I filled my pocket full of shortening bread. I said, oh, Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. Shortening bread, shortening bread.
to me.
Star Bright, that was Jackie Johnson. That's off one of those Buffalo Bop CDs. Gosh, I don't know, there's maybe over 20 or 30 of those crazy rockabilly compilations. Before that was Starlight, Star Bright by Portuguese Joe with the Tennessee Rockabillies. That's the flip to the infamous Teenage Riot. One of my great finds out the Austin Record Show last year. Definitely looking forward to it. Guess it's the beginning of November this year. Yeah, always a good show. Before that was Peter Pumpkin Eater by the Troopers. And starting off that random rhymes set was Shortening Bread by Johnny and the Uncalled For. That's the last track I'll be playing off the Party 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 Garage CD. Definitely check out Arf Arf. It's a, I think it's a garage actual record collector, and he puts out these really great garage compilations, some of which... is unreleased stuff. You're Lost in Paradise with your truly Angel Baby here at KillRadio.org, just spinning my nursery rhymes and other children's rhymes here tonight. I've got two more sets to end off the show. Next up is going to be my Red Riding Hood set. It's going to start off with Red Riding Hood and the Wolf by Bunker Hill here at Lost in Paradise.
Tend to be good, just to catch a little Red Riding Hood. But little Red Riding Hood was very smart. She called the evil sound of it, boy. He tried to play a friendly wolf, he even tried to smile. Didn't fall for a loud giant. Oh, oh, little Red Riding Hood, watch your little fine self. That old wolf is trying to keep you all for itself. Still know that something was wrong. That when she quickly turned her head, she thought it was grandmother laying in the bed. He was dressed in many clothes with his big red shining nose, and these are the words she said: "Oh, grandmother, what big eyes you have!
My eyes are big."
so I can see you better.
Poor grandmother would begin to hell.
My ears are big so I can hear you better.
She said, oh, poor grandmother would begin to hell.
My feet are big so I can mind my best.
She said, poor grandmother would begin to hell.
My hands are big so I can hold you better.
She said, oh, poor grandmother would begin to hell.
My teeth are big so I can bite you better.
She said, I know your mother would buy you pretty.
That I see walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood.
Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want.
Listen to me,
Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls spooky old woods alone. Oh, what big eyes you have. The kind of eyes that drive wolves mad. So just to see that you don't get chased, I think I ought to walk with you far away. What full lips you have. They're sure to lure someone bad. So until you sheep suit on until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't.
Like you should have a handsome chaperone.
Riding Hood, Riding Hood. her eyes. She ran down to her grandma's pad and tied her sneaking tied. Riding Hood, Riding Hood. Red feds on that chick showed up as good. Riding Hood, Riding Hood. Billy Wolf would try to catch her if he could. Before he could explain, she wiped him on his ugly head 10 times with her old cane. The wolf went howling through the woods as Red came on the scene. The moral to the story is,
if you dig chicks in red, you better change your color to green.
Riding Hood, Riding Hood. Red threads on that chick shone up the good.
Riding Hood, that was the Coasters. Before that was Little Red Riding Hood, Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, classic frat. And it just dawned on me that I think the Shamettes did an answer song to that, but I can't quite remember exactly. And starting off that Red Riding Hood set was Red Riding Hood and the Wolf by Bunker Hill. You're Lost in Paradise with your truly Angel Baby here at killradio.org. Just spinning my nursery rhyme rockers. I got one last set of the night. It's a Froggy Went A-Courtin' set, all done by rockabilly musicians. Not quite sure what the deal is, but they really like them. And these are all equally really good rockabilly covers or renditions of this, which isn't exactly a nursery rhyme. I think it was a late 19th century folktale turned into a child's rhyme later on. So here we go. Froggy Went A-Courtin'. Or this one is Froggy Went A-Courting by Danny Dell and the Trends here at Lost in Paradise.
Well, the Froggy went a-courting and he didn't ride along. Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride on. Well, Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride. So it and pissed the bumper by his side. Oh, 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 yeah. Says Mrs. Mouse, will you marry me? Uh-huh. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, 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 yeah.
Queer froggy went a-courtin' and he did right, Froggy went a-courtin' and he did right, Froggy went a-courtin' and he did right. A sword and a pistol by his side,
Black-eyed pea. Then he knocked once more. Oh. Well, he said, Miss Molly, won't you marry me? Oh. Said, Miss Molly, won't you marry me? Oh.
Said, Miss Molly, won't you marry me? And we'll get married in a hollow tree.
Oh. Well, not without Mr. Rasmussen. Well, Mr. Rag gave his consent. Mr. Rag gave his consent. Mr. Rag gave his consent, and straight to the hollow tree they went.
Froggy went a rockin'. That was Dave Miller with Joe Ritchie and the Impossibles. Before that was Little Froggy Went a Courtin' by Lloyd Howell. Before that was Froggy Went a Courtin' by Kenny Lane and his Bulldogs. And starting off that set was Froggy Went a Courting, Danny Dell and the Trends. It's been a long show. So you've been lost in paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at killradio.org. Pretty good timing. Looks like just over 10 minutes or so. Dr. Happy Pants is not coming in tonight. So you just heard what I know of nursery rhyme and other children rhyme rockers. There may be more out there, but this is at least what I've got my hands on. And I'm really into them. They're just demented as nursery rhymes themselves. So there you go. Again, next week I will not be in. I'll be up in Chicago. If anyone's going to the Green Bay Festival, definitely look for me and say hi. I will be selling my Lost in Paradise sampler CDs. And I've got advertisements that I'll be giving out as well. Again, go to my podcast page. I'll be uploading a really cool frame from a comic, Plastic Man from 1946. Mother Goose just losing it, so definitely look out for that pic. That'll be uploaded tomorrow morning. And I guess that's it. So definitely tune in again May 28th for some newly acquired 45s. And I'm just going to kick over to the Kill Radio Archive, and hopefully you guys will tune in a couple of weeks.